Blog Talk Radio. What up? Another episode of The Menu. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Big Red and Brother B in the house. Once again, hope everybody is doing well. What's up, Red? What's going on?
Well, everything's maintaining, you know, everything's cool so far. Listen, it is what it is. We here, you know, on this place we call Earth. And, you know, unfortunately, we just got to, you know, try to survive and just deal with people. I just have a little pet peeve about Facebook for 1 second.
What happened?
Well, my thing
all
is
yours. This.
You know, people need to really, like, think and formulate words and just think about what you want to say before you put it on Facebook.
You went wrong right there, saying the words people need to think. You forget about that.
It's stupid, right? But it's like, really, because then it's like, all right, my thing is, like, in certain forums or, you know, groups and stuff like that, you say things, and the thing is, the way society is, and like I said, it's social media. People are going to come at you, and especially if you're saying something you're not making sense or you're making a comment that doesn't make sense. It's like people are going to come at you, but then you can't get mad at that if you're not doing your part and thinking before you say something. You understand? So it's just like people really need to start thinking before they put stuff on Facebook, before they, you know, they enter these forums or these groups and you want to try and come at somebody or try to say something and then you wrong and strong, you know. So it's like people need to really think before they do things, because then when people come at you, then you want to try to block people and get the group shut down and all that other stuff. No, you did that to yourself. How are you going to get mad at other people because you're doing something to yourself?
Because ignorance breeds contempt. Listen, people want to be people. You know, some people may not want to be stupid, but you are who you are, and you just have to accept, you know, the lifestyle that you live.
Right.
You know, not everybody, when God was giving out brains, not everybody was on that line. You know, some people were at the snack machine.
Right.
But don't be mad. Don't be mad because, like, I won't even say I'm smarter than you. Don't be mad because I'm thinking and you're not.
Right.
See, that's what it really boils down to. I'm using my brain and you're not. A lot of people choose not to use their brain, but they want to get mad at you because you're using yours, and then they want to say, oh, you think you're a smart ass, or you think you're smarter than me.
Right,
why
everybody coming at me?
Well, everybody's coming at you because apparently either A, you said something or you did something that warranted the response, or B, it's obvious that somebody has caught you not using your brain.
Right.
And they're calling you on it. But you're just mad because you've been found out by the stupid police and they're coming to arrest you and send you to Mars. That's the problem. You know, the stupid police have found you and you're being detained and they're going to send you to Mars. But the rest of these dumbass people.
Right, because it's just like, you know, like I said, you notice the social media and every little thing you do is going to be critiqued. And I'm not saying nobody's perfect. Nobody, you know, you, me, anybody, everybody's entitled to make a mistake. But when you make a big, big blooper mistake, it's just like you got to, like, somebody got to call you on it. And it seems like that's what people don't want. It's like they don't want to be called on something, or they don't want nobody to make, you know, pay it, you know, make you aware of it. You have to be aware of something. in order to say, okay, you know what, I can do better next time, or let me fix it up, or just say, listen, okay, I made a mistake when I put that post up, let me rephrase it, or let me read it again, and let me rephrase it and put something else. No, they don't do that. They'd rather be in their feelings and, oh, well, you don't understand it. Oh, you need to do this. Listen, these people,
That's too much of being an adult to actually, like, mention or say, like, oh, you know, I'm going to own up to my mistake.
Right.
That's too much. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
people
I guess
don't
that's what
really
it is.
Do that. Yeah, people don't really do that because, you know, it's just not the thing to do. Like, some people just really don't want to admit that they're wrong. They always want to seem like they're right. And, you know, that's a real selfish attitude. But, you know, you got a lot of people like that out there. Like, well, I drive. So I love those people who walk across the street and, like, pause or stop and look at their phone, or they just slow down. Really, it's a green light. Like, I need to, like, you know what I'm saying? Or some people that just
walk out.
Not
only that, a lot of the ones that just they just walk,
you seem to think that this big-ass piece of metal can just stop on a dime. But then you want to get mad if I hit you or I come close to hitting you and you're like, hey, pay attention to what you're doing. Really? You need to pay attention to what you're doing. Like, you look at that phone. Listen, that phone ain't coming with you in the casket.
That's right.
And if your body broke up, you might not be able to look at it while you're in the hospital. So,
and you know, the sad thing about it, you know how many people that they have on TV, you know, that you've seen reports of that happening, where people have gotten killed because they're looking on their phone and cars and buses and old trucks went hit them. Like, and you still don't get it? It's not that serious.
No, it's not that serious.
It really isn't.
You know, just like I want to give a shout out to the idiot drivers out there who just love to, like, switch lanes without using their turn signals, or, you know, they just like to just do ignorant stuff, like cut people off and, you know, just think it's okay, you know, almost cause accidents and stuff like that, and didn't want to look at you like you're stupid.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I just want to give y'all a shout out and say that the devil has a special room in hell for you, for people like you, and you're going to be going there. And I hope I'm man in the elevator, because I'm going to take you there quick. But anyway, once again, everybody, Brother B, Big Red, the menu, guest calling number is 347-324-3395. Once again, 347-324-3395. Now, our topic for tonight.
Yes.
Trump or Hillary? The gun or the knife? Where you want it, head or gut? Listen.
I'd rather take a cannon right at this point. I don't even want the gun on it. Just give me a cannon.
Listen, I haven't really been paying attention to this whole presidential race.
You ain't the only one.
It really makes us as a people, as Americans, look like buffoons and clowns. The way these two are kind of conducting themselves, the way social media and the media in general has been conducting themselves, they just basically just look weak.
Right.
We really don't have a stance on much of anything as a people, as a country, because you have this dude popping off with the mouth, and you have Hillary Clinton, who's like, I mean, we know she got dirt on her hands. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I don't think there's too many people that don't, you know, have dirt on their hands. But the thing is she ready, you know what I'm saying, to really run this mother? Like, are you really ready to run this country? And, you know, when other countries start talking smack, or you ready to mm-hmm. put them in their plate? Because a lot of the topics that are not being discussed, you know, in these BS debates, or you know, threats to national
security.
It's a joke.
It's like a circus.
Yeah, and no one is really saying anything about it. And I'm just like, yo, are you serious? Like, somebody's waiting to just see who's going to be next in the seat, and they're going to say, all right, let's test them. Let's test these cats and see what they made of. And they busy up there, oh, I'm going to build a wall, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to raise taxes. And I mean, you know, what's your function? Like, really?
Right, exactly.
Like, what is really the function of that? Yeah, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, you know, neither one of them look presidential at all.
No, not
neither
at all.
Neither one of them look presidential.
You know, as you said, and it's like, I'm in agreement with you. Like, I really haven't been, like, I haven't paid attention to anything that's really been going on with this presidential debate. When they have the debates, I don't even watch them. Because it's like, I don't have time. I don't have, like I said, it's like watching two children going at it. If I want to watch two children go at it, I'll go sit in daycare somewhere and watch two kids going at it. If that's what I want to watch.
Might be more entertaining.
Right. It might be more entertaining too. But it's just that, But it's just that it's sad because just as you said, it's like we're looking like a joke. We're looking like a bunch, like jokes. And like I said, you got Putin and Kim Jong Un? Kim Jong Un, her name is Kim. Yo, they ready.
Ready,
and you know what they're saying? They ready to get it popping. And you know, all they're sitting back and saying, you know, we just going to wait. Let's see which dummy jackass is going to get in the office. So this way, you know what? You ready to press this button? Yeah, you know, you ready? Okay, let's just end it all. Because the sad thing about it is that they're dictators. So, you know, they got their people shook in their country.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, we don't take, like America is not taking anything seriously with anything, even the president. I mean, the current president also. And it's sad to say that. They don't take the world leaders seriously. Like, I haven't seen the last world leader that I know that they basically took seriously was maybe, I don't know, maybe Carter or somebody. What's his name? What's the other one name?
No, I would actually say, well, actually, let me, I would say.
Because Bush was a damn joke, too.
Senior Bush. That was the last president that actually, you know, people were just, you know, not taking, you know, not hearing the BS from. Like, you know,
right,
he wasn't about that BS. Like, you know,
so let's say, all right, him. That's the last time after that, it was like everything has been a joke with the man Clinton. It was a joke. With Obama, it wasn't really a joke, but it's just the fact that it started being a lot of stuff being said, a lot of propaganda, a lot of, oh, well, he's not really, really this, and he's not that, and he got a white mama and all this other stuff, and Obama girl, and all. They just started putting so much until it became a joke. And then, as you know, as you hear now, a lot of people, oh, well, Obama's not doing nothing for me. He's the president of the whole United States, not just president of the black people.
Well, you know
so
what?
So then
all
that
right.
became like a joke. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, they're just looking at us like, shh. Exactly. Yeah, listen, we know.
All right.
Our own people is the fault.
Let's take it back. Okay. Once again, y'all rocking with the menu, 347-324-3395. Brother B and Big Red. Now, all right, let's take it back to the Bush and Gore situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember
Senior Bush
when
or
they had
Senior or Junior Bush?
Junior Bush,
when, okay.
When after Clinton left, and Al Gore, VP at the time, Al Gore was running for president,
Bush
was running. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to do this infamous recount. Never had to do one in history. first recount in history had to be done. Basically, by outside of looking in, you made a mockery of the voting system.
Exactly.
Made a mockery of the voting system.
Just like they're doing now.
Yeah, exactly. And in every shape or form, it just breeds mistrust and distrust when you turn around and have one man sit back and say, oh, well, I'm just going to concede, and this dude, the other dude, is just claiming victory. Meanwhile, his brother is the governor of Florida, the state that happened to need the recount.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Like, my thing is, people are not stupid. Well, let me rephrase. There are some people that are not stupid, and they see through the game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think for once there are people out there that have forgotten about that whole debacle that went down. There's people that didn't forget about that. So,
right.
once you show a crack in the armor, you're exposing the weakness. It's going to get played on. And the crack in the armor, to me, that was the start of the crack in the armor of the whole presidential / the voting system. Like, you just made it seem, you know, it just started to become irrelevant.
Right. Well,
the
armor is straight off now.
Yeah. But see, now and now that it started, the buffoonery continues, because after that, then you have, but even a little bit before that, because that whole situation with Bush and Gore was just a show of, like, I have to say it, but there's something wrong with the voting system. But during Clinton's 8 years, it was just plagued, his last couple of years was just plagued with the whole sexual drama with him and Monica Lewinsky, and the presidency became a joke. It became a joke. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was making fun and poking fun. Nobody took no one wanted to take the whole president serious anymore. Because, we already know the president was human. Every president coming, as far as we know, is human. They're going to make
Look at JFK. JFK was a damn hoe, so I hope nobody don't think that, oh, he was this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the thing is, if you look at from then to now, media was totally different. There wasn't so many outlets available.
Absolutely.
You couldn't come on the radio saying certain things because somebody would back you down and say, yo, you can't say that. Like, you can't conduct yourself like that. You can't. It may be America and it may be a free country, but you just can't go up there spewing all types of propaganda like that. It's not going to fly.
Absolutely. Because, like I said, even with what's going on now with the Hillary Clinton, like I said, they're bringing all this stuff out about, oh, she's this and she's that, and that family is this and they that. But guess what? The Kennedys was the same way. Why do you think they, I don't like saying things like that, but why do you think they were getting killed the way they were? Even down to the one, the son that went in the plane, that got killed in the plane. You think that was an accident? That wasn't no accident.
Well, hell,
they want you to think it was an accident.
Obvious.
It was no damn accident.
It's too obvious. Everything,
exactly.
All that stuff was too obvious. To a person that was paying attention, too obvious.
Exactly. Those things weren't accidents. They want you to believe that, but they weren't. Okay, so what makes you, what were they hiding? What was going on with them or certain things that may have been coming out and they was trying to cover up also? So they think, people were thinking this is just the first time. No, this is not. You just exposed to it more, just like you said, because of social media. You have more media outlets. You got 24-hour news channels. You could get your news on your phone, on your head. You could get it anywhere. Okay, so now you're more exposed to what's going on, and then, like I said, with Wikipedia and Google and all that other stuff, you can get more information now. And like I said, with this thing with the voting, what's going on with the voting? Just like you said, when that happened with Al Gore and the Junior Bush, that right there Just messed up everything. Now look at what they're saying now. Oh, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, it goes straight to Trump. What kind of bullshit is that? What kind of bullshit is that? When, like, what is that? How did, how in the hell do you twist the button however their voting system is now, because I know they changed it up. You do something and you press one person and it automatically goes to the next person. That's bullshit. But then you know what's so sad? They're doing it on purpose because they don't want people to get out there and vote. They don't want to. And then you know what's sad? That's why a lot of these young people are walking around saying, I don't want to vote. I don't want to vote.
Well, listen, it's a false sense of security that they're giving you because they want you to feel like you're a part of something, even though they really don't care. Like, you ain't part of nothing. They just want to make you feel like you have some type of control in the decision-making of who's going to be ruling this country. You know, they want you to be okay with it. And my thing is, there's certain things that you just cannot be okay with. Like, I'm not okay with voting someone into an office and running it and basically just dictating to me, because that's what it is. Like, you're basically the person who you're saying you're the president of the free world, but you're actually dictating certain laws and, you know, procedures and things that, you know, have to be taken care of. You're basically dictating to everybody else. You're saying this is what it is. It's been written into law or whatever. This is what it is. This is what I say, and this is what goes. And
unbelievable.
Like I said, I just find it very interesting. Just like you have, you know, issues, like a lot of people are taking issue with the Democratic Party. And I'm like, listen, I don't care. I don't care about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I really don't care. Because in the grand scheme of things, what are you really doing? You're dividing the country more than you're trying to bring it together.
Right, exactly.
So you're just as much as the problem than the solution.
I'm telling you.
Just as much as the problem.
Right.
But they don't want, a lot of people don't want to see it like that.
No, they don't. Because it's like I said, once again, you're using too much of your brain for that.
No, they ain't using enough of their brain. Because then when Obama got in office, now all of a sudden, it's Obama's fault. Because racism is back. Listen, first of all, racism ain't never went anywhere. Everybody's quiet about it. But Obama was a catalyst for racists to be like, this Negro's in charge. I can't stand it. The Negro's is gaining ground. We got to put them back on the boats. Got to get them out of here. We got to put them back in chains.
Get your ass back down there, boy.
Yeah, exactly. We got to put them back in the jungle. We'll put them all back in the fields. You know, and that's what I'm saying. In other countries, don't get it twisted. You say something against the damn standing president or dictator or whatever, they're going to come to your house and ask you which thing. Yeah, they're going to ask you, which finger do you want and which finger do you don't want?
No, ain't no finger. They're going to chop your damn head off, put it right on the stump, and put it outside your fucking house. So people walk past and like, this can happen to you.
Exactly.
And this can happen to you.
I was just being nice, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, real talk. Yeah, they'll chop your head off and put it right there on your neighbor's doorstep and say, does anybody have anything else to say? And they're like, oh, no. No, you're the man. You're the man.
Yeah. Oh, we got you.
Take my wife and my kids and my dog. Just take everything. You know what I'm saying? It's all
take
yours.
Everything. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They sure will. They come right to your damn door, and then guess what?
So unbelievable. That whole freedom of speech thing to them is like, yeah, okay, whatever. You do as I say and not as I do. But you sit there and you clown your standing president. Or your sitting, your sitting president. You sit there, you make all these, people go to social media and make all these monkey jokes, these N-word jokes. You say all of this stuff.
He's a welfare president and all that stuff,
yeah, exactly. You want to disrespect, and you don't think anybody's watching. See, this
right.
is the thing how people really don't use their brains. So you're going to sit back as a whole and talk stuff about the sitting president.
Yep, your
and
president at
back
that.
To,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah, exactly. But see, they don't want to accept it. Oh, he's not my president. Oh, America's not great. And this, that, and the third. Okay,
mm-hmm.
no problem. I mean, given your history, you're the last people, you know, given your history, you're the last people that should be talking about what's great. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
my thing is, you disrespect it. All the world sees that you're disrespecting. And of
mm-hmm.
course, when all it takes is the right person to see a house divided. And what do?
Yep.
They'll step in and conquer. They'll widen
That's right.
the division, and then they'll conquer. But
yep,
yet,
absolutely,
some of these Trump supporters think they're so smart.
Hmm. Yeah,
oh,
they do think they're smart.
We need to do that
because they feel he knows what he's talking about.
Well, listen, like I said, when was America great? Everybody wants to talk about he saying, oh, we got to make America great again. It's like the Tea Party. Oh, we got to make hmm. America great again. When was
you know
it
what they
great?
Mean when they say that?
Like when we were
that's
in chains. And we were
yeah,
saying, yes, Master, no Master. With
yeah,
my
that's,
ass,
you know,
Master,
when
that's,
we wasn't
that's
here,
America
when we wasn't
great.
Here at all. That's what they mean by make America great. They want to send, they like I said, they had a bigger ass
Remember,
ship. They would put us all on it.
Well, listen, when America was great, it wasn't even called America. I don't know what it was called then, but I tell you what, they wasn't here.
Yep, sure wasn't.
So
sure
my
wasn't.
Whole thing is, you know, when was this country great? Like, if you look at the history of it, it was nothing but a thievery.
Yep.
So,
thievery, death, murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah, rape, like all that stuff.
Rape,
right there.
All
but
of
you
that.
Want to talk about making it great. Listen, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. I'm not trying to, because I don't want mine to be knocked. But the facts are the facts. And the whole thing is, I do not like the stuff is saying, nor do I really like the stuff that Hillary is not saying, because it makes us look weak. It makes us look ununited, even though you want to call it the United States. It makes us look ununited, and it's at a point where someone can take advantage of the fact that we don't have our stuff together.
Right.
So this is the perfect, sadly, someone can sit back and say, this is the perfect time to test these Americans. This is
oh,
the
yeah.
perfect
well,
time
that's why,
to come well, at
why
them,
do you think
you know,
I said that's why
BS.
I said Putin. That's why I said Putin and Kim Jong-un. Like I said, they ready. Those are the main two that's sitting back like, yo, y'all, you see this? He's sitting there telling Kim Jong, you see this? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we ready. Because they already said something.
Yeah.
So, like I said, at the end of the day,
yep.
what's like? What is y'all? What is the strategy? What are you going to do? You got the whole damn United States that you got to protect. What are you going to do? What are
I'm
you going to
build,
do? Then they want to try to say. Then they want to try to
wall.
Say. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's
no.
You're
gonna build the wall around the whole country.
That's
from
gonna
Canada
stop the atomic
all the way down.
No. He might
yeah.
as well do like that movie. That movie, that Stephen King movie, what was it called? Under the Dome or something like that. Build a big ass dome over the United States. That's the only goddamn thing that's going to help us survive that. Building a big ass
yeah.
dome. That's the only thing that's going to help.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's going to help.
And then again, you never know. You might have somebody that'll turn around and sell the secret of how to destroy the dome and make a whole bunch of money off it. You
right.
know, I mean, you know, you have a lot of people that are opportunists. This whole run for presidency, this is just an opportunist situation. Like, I remember when they was trash-talking the Obamas, you know, were trash-talking Hillary when they were first coming in.
And now they on her side, so now, They on her side, so now how... So now how trustworthy is that? But at the end of the day, listen, they're politicians, and people have to understand that. This is what they do. It's just like lawyers. we know that lawyers defend, they have, some lawyers defend people defenseless. They defend people even if they're wrong and shit. Oh, yeah, he killed them, but he killed them because of this, that, and other. That's what their job is. They have to do that. Everybody has a job in this lifetime. And sometimes it's on the wrong side. Sometimes it's on the right side.
True.
So this is what you have to deal with in life. Everybody is going to critique. Everybody's going to be a critic. Everybody's going to say, because even with, you know, they even tried to say, oh, because Obama pulled the troops out of Iraq. So now they're trying to say that's the reason why some people are saying, well, that's the reason why Putin and Kim Jong is saying what they're saying. Oh, and we don't have nobody to protect. You know, we don't have that protection that we had. And that's why the Iraqis is trying to come over here and they doing this and doing that. Man, please. Like I'm so sick of hearing all of that. Like, I've never heard so much nonsense before in my life. Even when I was younger, I haven't heard this much nonsense in my life. Like, that's what it is. It's nonsense.
Well, but that's the thing. If we feed into the nonsense,
and then everybody else is watching. Social media just made it worse. Social media just made all of this shit worse.
Exactly.
All of it.
Because you got a lot of people who just, you know what I'm saying, some people just don't know, I don't know, man. Some people just really just don't pay attention, or they just purposely not pay attention so they can just get their point across and say what they need to say, but that's not what it's about. Like I said, mm-hmm. I love it when people want to talk about being American and they want to be a patriot and they want to be this and they want to be that. Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing, and there's no disrespect to any of the men and women that go out there and fight these wars. Technically, mm-hmm. they don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
They
ain't got to do that. You know,
if you choose to do that, that's your choice.
Yeah, but they hype them and make them believe that they're protecting their families and all this and that. No, you're just protecting that person who's singing that powerful seat. You're just protecting their interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, Obama.
But guess what? They kids ain't going
Obama.
Out to war.
Well, of course not.
They kids ain't going out there to war.
Nah. Because they know what's at stake. They know what's at stake, and they recognize it, and they just can't get with it.
No,
that's why.
No.
Like, when going back to when Obama came in office, like I said, everything just was on some funny money stuff. Everything just became a joke. So now you got other dictators and presidents sitting back saying, "Wow, these people are trashing this guy."
Mm-hmm.
That's in, you know.
That's their president? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their president, and they're talking about him like that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it was one of them, like you said, the head would have been sitting on the door.
Yep.
On somebody's stairs somewhere.
Yeah.
So now you got this guy, Trump, coming in here, making it okay. Like, he has okayed racism. It's okay to be a racist now.
But you know what?
Like, you won't be penalized. You won't be persecuted
mm-hmm.
for it. You just like, oh, okay, you're racist. Because ever since Donald Trump started talking, man, listen, I'm not the first person, and I won't be the last, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who've deleted a lot of their Facebook friends, or they just turn around and see, like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
like,
hell
really?
Yeah. A lot of
this
people
talk about who you are.
Like I said, he was friends with Raheem yesterday. Oh, he ain't friends with Raheem no more.
Nope.
Right, y'all Raheem.
Mm-hmm.
And once what's the name, Trump put that battery in their back? All of a sudden he looking at Raheem all funny. And Raheem looking at John like, word? That's how you feel?
Exactly. Like, oh, no, well, you're different. No, I'm black. Yeah,
exactly.
You're
different. No,
whoa,
no.
Whoa.
How am I different?
What do you mean?
And you know, oh, my God. That makes me mad. Like, I know it's kind of off subject, but that's what I want to know. What the hell is a
you're
different
like,
black?
You're not like them.
That makes you stupid.
I've heard that before.
Like, I don't understand.
You're not like
them. You're not like this. I've heard that. Yes, I've heard that before. And I'm just like, what the hell do you mean by that? At the end of the day, when I was born, when I look on my birth certificate, it says African American, black, whatever, whatever. Or whatever way they want to say it. It doesn't say anything else on that birth certificate. When I go in and fill out job applications or anything else, that's what I circle. So what the hell you mean I'm not like them? Like them who?
Because you don't use Ebonics. And you know, you care about yourself. You're not from the hood, or you don't sound a certain way.
But wait a minute, you know what's so funny
about
that?
You pronounce your words. What?
But you know what's so funny about that? You know what's so funny about that? The sad thing about it, we within ourselves make that divide, and that's why they look at it like that, because we ourselves make that divide.
True.
Because we ourselves tell our own people when somebody doesn't speak as they speak or don't look how they look or whatever, oh, you sound white. Oh, your hair is. I had a young lady, she might have been about 15, 16 years old a couple of years ago. I was perming my hair a lot. And my hair is, you know, long. My hair grows. I can't help that. That's just who I am. I've had fresh perm in my hair.
Isn't that what it's supposed to do? Isn't it supposed to grow?
Wait, yeah, but wait a minute. But the girl, I'm saying this, you're stupid, but the girl, she was black. She wasn't white. She was black, like, you know, we both black. And we walking, and she put her fingers through my hair, and she was like, oh, my God. She was like, your hair is like a white girl's hair. And I looked at her. I said, huh? She was like, she said, because it's so straight and it's this. I said, yeah, because I put a perm in my hair. I said, girl, if I don't have a perm in my hair, this stuff will be puffy, but I still have hair. You know, I still have hair. But it's just like that's what I mean by within our own selves. Like, we're so, like, conditioned and that, you know, like, it's just sad.
If you look
sometimes.
A certain way, it has to be, if you look a certain way, it has to be you look from a white person.
Right, you have right,
but,
exactly.
You talk,
like
you talk a certain way, you have to be. You're trying to be white.
Right, you're trying to be white. It's like why? Because I'm talking like a regular person. Just I don't have
because
to
you
use
articulating
slang.
Yourself.
I can use slang if I choose to, but I don't have to do that all the time.
Well, yeah, there's a time and place for everything. But see, remember, it goes back to that. Oh. Well, I'm keeping it real, son. I talk like this wherever, however, son. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. You think that's okay? Maybe you're not concerned with getting anywhere in life.
Right.
Maybe you won't go past the toilet. But there are other people that play the game. There are other people that play the game. And you know what I'm saying? You have to do what you have to do. You have to assimilate, and you have to,
right.
You know, be a part of this, you know, the tail man's game.
Right.
In order to get somewhere, you have
right.
to be a part
to get,
of it.
Right. Right.
So you have to be a little articulate. You have to be able to use your gray matter. You have to, you know what I'm saying, dress the role sometimes. Like, yo, I don't understand how we, once again, we live in a country where cats think it's okay. Now, matter of fact, you don't want to go to jail, but you want to walk around with your pants hanging off your ass, how cats do in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what the pants hanging off the ass thing means. So, but yet, you do it. So, like
right.
I said, other people are just looking at us, and then when they get to this country, us that have been here sit there and wonder why they talk about us like that, why they look at us like
or
that.
Or why they treat us a certain way.
Yeah, the jackass you fuck with. Listen, right. Pull your damn pants up. Talk with some sense. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody is just looking at us different. And once again, we have two people here, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that are enforcing this stereotype. They are enforcing the stereotype of, like, ignorant American people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there's somebody sitting in their war room like, oh, these Americans must be taken care of because they're ignorant, they're fleas, and all this. Now, you know how some of them probably get a little dramatic with their words. Oh, they're peasants, and we need to get rid of them off this planet. I'm done. Whatever. However they want to talk with the big words, but they're enforcing a stereotype. And like I said, there's no class in this whole election. There's no class.
Right. None at all. It's horrible.
I have a problem with that.
Right, it's none at all. Nobody's using, like I said, it's no, just like you said, it's no class. It's like, you know, as you wanting to be a president, you have to carry yourself a certain way. But that's what kills me about them with Obama and his wife and the kids. You guys are so ready to look for something, and they've been carrying themselves, with class since the beginning. You're so busy trying to nitpick and look for something, like when the daughter was on spring break and she was dancing, and they had the video of her dancing. Oh, they went in on her. Oh, she's the president's daughter. And are y'all serious? As much as them other damn presidents, them drunk ass damn girls that Bush got, them drunk olds that he got. The child was dancing. She's a college kid. That's what they do. But you ain't saying
exactly
nothing about them damn two drunks. Exactly.
Yeah,
you ain't, y'all don't say nothing about them damn two drunks that he got to kill, what's the name after children?
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
And probably them other
it's
ones that's probably right, or the other ones that's probably popping all them damn Xanaxes and all them damn pills that they pop, because you know they don't do the regular drugs like weed and stuff like that. They do that over the counter shit, all that shit that they get. Oh, I have a headache, honey. Take two of these Xanax. Take a Valium.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to take one Valium. I take about five of them.
Yeah, and that's why I'm wondering what's the direction. Like, with all of this stuff going on in the election, what is our direction, really?
Right. Exactly.
What is our direction? Like,
there is no direction.
Like, where you going?
There is none.
I 100%
there
agree with
none.
You. Like, there's no, unless it's going to be a purge or something. Like, that's the only thing I really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only direction.
I've heard in the other states, like the other states, the people that are voting, they're saying that people are standing online for hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. Why is that? And you know that's been happening since Obama from 2008. Why do people have to stand? I've never heard. Once again, I've never heard of election day where people have to stand online for 2 and 3 hours to vote. That is bullshit. As
well,
as the polls are open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Why the hell is people standing online for 3, 4, 5, 7, and 20 hours? Why are they standing online for that long?
I wish I had an answer.
Yeah,
I don't.
I wish we all had an answer.
You know, there's a little bit of manipulation and, you know, other things going on too with it. You know, but you know, like I said, man, it's sad. We're really in a sad state of affairs. People want to make it sound like, oh, this is great and country's great and, you know, economically we're doing this and we're doing that. Well,
no.
Why? If things are good, who do you blame?
Sway.
Who you blame?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You only want to tell Obama, oh, you know, oh, Prez, you know, you're screwing up. Well, you're not doing good. Why? Because there's some things that, you know, you're not right on. Listen, once again, it goes back to manning up. Once again, I watched the first debate, just a little bit of it, and very childish.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very childish. It makes totally no sense.
With
all the rhetoric that's being spewed, like, what can you do? Like, I just find it interesting. So you got the Republicans, you got the Democrats, and you got the conservatives, and you got the liberals, and you got all these different parties that are voting, and voting for what? You really voting for what? To put somebody in that office that you know don't make all the decisions any damn way? So, really? It's unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable. I'm hearing people, all little rumblings of people talking about, Hillary won't be able to do it because she's a woman. Oh, Hillary won't be able to do it because of, you know, she'll be too emotional and this, that, and the third. Listen.
Of course, you know, but you see, my thing is I can accept that because you know what, and not to say nothing because you're a man also, that was going to be anyway. Even without all, like if you took out all the other stuff and this was going like how it was supposed to, that was going to be an issue anyway because it's a woman. And once again, men don't like women in power. We know that. Not all men, but the majority of times, men don't like women in power. They don't like women being in power, even just in a household as a couple, like a man and a woman. They don't like the woman having her own mind. Like I said, some men, not all.
Hey, speak for yourself, because we got a woman in the kitchen cooking and holding it down. And teasing me with some good ass fried chicken. She can have all power. You got a car key. You got this. You got a wallet. Whatever. Like, show me, damn it.
No,
show
but that's
me.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Not you, silly. I'm just saying. But you know men with their egos, and it's like, oh, she can't do this because she's a woman, and she can't do this. Listen, stop it. My thing is, you have
91. You're on the air with the menu. Sorry, Red.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Red? What's up, brother B? Yo, this is K Dog.
Oh,
what's
K-Dawg?
Going on?
How
you doing?
Hey, man, we chilling up in this piece. Listen, I gotta say this about this whole election mess, and notice I call it a mess.
Yes.
Now, I will admit I have been following the whole campaign, both campaigns, and I
really?
Did watch the debate.
You don't have a headache yet?
No.
How many
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Today?
Oh, guess what? Oh, I could take plenty, but you know what? I had to watch it because I'm like, damn. That's it. Because you know what? Here it is. It's like watching a boxing match, except nobody's throwing a knockout punch.
Uh-huh.
That's how I'm
exactly.
looking at it. And you see, I'm going to snap on both candidates. That's to prove I'm not taking any sides. Number one, Donald Trump, from the get-go, he's been spewing hate. And as we can see, there have been many acts of hate that's been going on, like what happened in Kansas when these three white guys were planning to bomb a mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Hillary Clinton, be honest. Hillary Clinton with her honesty, with the issue with honesty, and also
mm-hmm.
hiding things and thinking things are not going to come into light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in wake of that, the scariest thing is that, let me play devil's advocate for a second here. One looks more presidential than the other one does. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, I'll tell you why. If you look at the debates, right, you follow the first debate. One of the things that people got to realize when you are running for leadership is that, number one, to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. Not just hearing, but listening, like sitting down. Sitting down and listening to people when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throughout the debates, Hillary Clinton had that edge. Now, Donald Trump started to have the edge when he tried to question her on NAFTA, which, by the way, cost the country, which cost thousands of jobs, which was signed by Bill Clinton. You know, I wish he didn't sign that thing because it caused the biggest problem ever, and it caused the problem of outsourcing, which led to factories leaving the U.S. Now,
yeah, exactly. You're right.
Yeah, it did,
right.
And it hurt the hurt the small town. Now, when he hit Hillary up with that one, instead of continuing on, he kept on jumping over. And Donald Trump proves to be a hypocrite himself because he too supports NAFTA. Because look at his clothing lineup. Where are all those shirts and jackets and ties made? In China.
China.
Where they pay people
China.
Where they pay people to chump change. Now, Hillary Clinton, the thing is with her is that be honest about the email. Be honest about, you know, when they are throwing Benghazi, when they're throwing all these punches at you, don't bob and weave. Throw it right back. Say, okay, here's what's going on. You see, that's why this,
well,
that's why voters are confused. No, not confused, but
well, yeah. I mean, they are confused, but they also, I think a lot of people, of the voters, are kind of like misguided. Like, people are just not
right.
Sure. 6947, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Hey, JoJo.
How are you?
I think
most of the voters out there are feeling, because I normally vote the Democratic line, but I think we're not voting for Hillary. I think we're voting against Donald. There's a difference.
That's the thing. That's what people are scared of because
I don't think that she can relate to me any more than him, but he's just outright racist, and he has so many issues going on that I can't even begin to think about agreeing with some of the stuff he's saying. But I don't like her either.
To be honest with you, I don't think Trump is a racist. I think he just says shit. I think he just likes running his mouth because it's not trying to run it time and time again. Because remember, years ago, listen, in between running with, there's a funny man from boxing with the hair, Don King. He used to turn around and hang out with all the rappers and be all in the mix and all this and that. I don't think he's racist. I just think he's just like saying dumb stuff. He's like Howard Stern. Yeah, well,
Didn't they bring out that he refused to rent to minorities, and he settled
there was a time
out of court?
Did that.
You don't call that racist?
Yeah, but you know what? You can call it racist, but it doesn't always have to be racist because maybe there is a stereotype that comes with minorities, depending on which one you're talking about, and some of us do fit a certain MO. And maybe I just don't want to rent my stuff out to them. I'll rent it out to them, but I won't rent it out to them.
I agree, but I think at the end of the day, a businessman like him is only concerned with green.
If the late
Michael Jackson walked up there and wanted to rent a place from him, he would not have had a problem.
Mike had money.
Exactly.
This is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is what's going on. People got to see what's going on here. Now, Donald Trump from the beginning, you know, what he's doing is pushing propaganda. And even last night, they had an interview with another big-time racist bigot that's running for senator in Tennessee, and that is David Duke, who's also
a gosh.
Wait a minute.
Where did he come back from?
The KKK, the leader of KKK.
Yeah.
Are y'all kidding me?
Oh,
nope.
Hell no.
I kid
no.
you not. I kiss
hell
you not. Go on the
no.
ABC website. Go on the ABC website. They had an interview with him last night on Nightline. So you,
unbelievable.
You, yeah, these are the people that Donald Trump is bringing out. These are the people.
But it's so, but wait a minute. But you know what? It's okay. Like, listen, you know what? I can deal with someone telling me I don't like you to my face more than someone that doesn't like me and they're being quiet about it.
Yes.
I'd rather you be upfront about it. I'd rather you take your hood off and say, hey, I don't like black people. And I'm like, yo, listen, that's on you,
right.
bro.
And I think with Hillary, I think she comes across as not necessarily being able to relate to the minority community because she came from wealth, where Bill
was
born
poor.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So we can relate to him on that. Yes.
JoJo, let me clean that. Let me clean that up for you. She still has her hood on. She still has her hood on.
You can tell.
What you just said was the very nice way of saying she still has her hood on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that's going on now. And if people are going to be stupid and, you know, this is my thing. Now, mind if I play devil's advocate again? Listen, what I'm about to say, I know it's going to cause some controversy. This is why people need to get their butts out there and vote, because you know what? It's damned if you do,
damned
if you don't.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So
you're absolutely
so
right.
So you know what? And people, this is the thing that I got to say. When you don't go out and vote, people who usually don't go out and vote are the first ones to start protesting and making noise and saying, oh, this is wrong. Did you go out and vote? Nope, then sit down and shut up.
Exactly.
I just have one question that I need to be answered.
Okay.
His slogan is to make
America.
Yeah. Let me ask my question first.
His question is
to make America great again. I just want to know exactly when America was great so we can put a time frame on that and see if it was great for us.
I got an answer for you. This is the whole thing they've been doing. That was the goal of the Tea Party. Ever since Obama became president, there has been a racist effect on it. It exposed racism in Washington and throughout the country. That was already there, but when Obama won the White House in 2008, when he won that 2008 election, it made people mad. And guess what else? They mad at Obama. You want to know why they mad at Obama? I'm going to tell you why. Because they see that they can't shake him down.
Mm-hmm.
It pissed them off. You know what else? All the insults they hurl at him, President Obama stands there with dignity. That's why I could respect this cat. I don't care what anybody says. You hear all these people saying, oh, he do nothing for black people. That's another story. Please get out of here with that mess. Do something for your damn self. But anyway, Obama has made them mad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. And I'm being
honest.
I just feel if they think he's not qualified, the best way to prove it is to allow him to go ahead and make the mistakes. But since he's been in office, pretty much everything he's done has been blocked. So it's almost like they're scared to see the results. Should they come out good,
they know it's going to be a good result. But see, now, this is the question that I have for you, JoJo, and, you know, for you, Big Red. Hillary, do you think that she is ready and prepared to be the president, the first female president of the United States of America, and also the representative, you know, of this nation against a lot of other countries who look at their women as inferior.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women do not hold certain, you know, such high titles, you know, in their political offices or whatever they choose to call them political arenas or dictatorships or whatever. But that's my question to you. Do you think she's ready? And do you think that she can rep as she should?
I don't think anybody's ever ready when they step into office. But, yes, women across the world are seen as inferior. I do think she would have a lot of problems being respected by these other presidents or leading officials in different countries. And she doesn't come across as being real. She comes across as being fake. So that's going to create another problem. She's, like I said, I'm not voting for her. I'm voting against Donald. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay.
Which is, well, basically, it's to vote for her.
Yes. What other choice do we have?
Right, exactly.
What other choice do we have?
Exactly.
I think that was the whole goal of this whole thing. But to answer your question, I do think she is ready, but I don't think everybody else is ready. I feel that she is ready, but I don't think everybody else is ready for her. Like the rest of the world leaders, I don't think they're ready for her.
Yeah.
And like she's going to get criticized. She's going to get criticized because, like I said, she is a woman. She's going to get criticized because, once again, as I said before, males are not used to women being in that type of power, especially that type of power, being a president of a whole country. They're not used to that. The last time that happened was Eva Perón, and what happened with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the last time I ever heard of that.
Exactly.
I don't have a problem with her being a woman doing the job. Because to me, her being a woman is not the issue. The issue is, once again, are you ready for what's coming up? Because like you said, JoJo, they're going to be disrespecting her. They're going to be talking all types of stuff. Like I said, this country already looks weak just from the argument. I mean, listen, if I was a leader of another country and I'm sitting back and I'm watching how for the past 8 years, almost 8 years, this man has been in office. You tried to block things. Like, you're basically making your country suffer just because you want to make him suffer.
And brother, something else.
What's up?
Mind if I add something? You know what's even worse, man? And I've heard this 1,000 times. You know, the disrespect that President Obama has received, it's not even just from Republicans, but also from us as a people who sit here and curse this president out and call him a sellout. That is wrong, and it's disrespectful. Go on.
But what did
a lot of people?
But that's the thing. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
I was gonna say a lot of people are still disrespecting him through the office. You know, it used to be whether they agreed with you or not, they respected the office as president. But it's not like that anymore. It's totally changed. You know, I have a guy that sits across from me, and every day he wants to get into a political discussion. I don't need to discuss it with him because I can already tell that he's a Donald Trump supporter. But he's always trying to hook you in and trying to get into a little argument. And he doesn't say President Obama. He says Obama, which is so disrespectful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disrespectful.
If it was Bush, he would have said President Bush. Or he'd have said,
our president. Our president.
Yeah, our president.
And I was not even... He's not our president. He's the president of the country.
I say it sometimes. Like, you know, the only reason why I say it, I don't say it to be disrespectful, but, like, he just seems so down to earth. Like, one thing I love about President Obama, he makes himself, like, his whole attitude is, like, I'm touchable. Like, I'm down to earth. Like, I'm no different from you. Your mother, your father, I'm no different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same struggles you got, I got. Or I've been there and done that, and, you know, we're going to get there together. Like, you can relate. He seems like the person that you can just have a beer and a conversation with, and he'd be like, yeah, I know your pain.
Like a real person?
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's a better way to put it. Like, he's a real person. As to where Hillary doesn't seem like someone you can talk to. Donald Trump, listen, he damn sure somebody, you know what I'm saying, you really can't talk to. Because
yeah,
the thing
you
with Donald
getting
Trump,
a tough fight with him. You talk with him, you have a fight. You'll be fighting before
yeah, you're
the
gonna,
arguing with
fighting
him.
Fighting words.
Yeah, you're going to end up fighting with him or punching him in his damn face by the time you finish talking to him.
I was going to say, with everything that's going on, with the mockery that they've made of the voting process here in America, and we have the world watching us, the fact that Mrs. Clinton may become the first president, woman president, is so downplayed, hasn't even been mentioned. You know,
no,
exactly.
No.
We when Obama became the first black president, everyone was – it was at the forefront. It was the big discussion. Right now, it's just like, who's going to be elected president? This one?
Because
this
they
one?
Made a joke because they made so much – there's so much controversy, and they're making – just like you said, they're making a joke out of it until
yeah.
you can't even focus on that part.
No.
Well,
because
well,
that's
going to
be history, just
funny?
Like a black president being history. So it's a woman because we nobody – in all
yes.
the history of years and presidents, it's always been a man. But to have
yes.
a woman as a president, it's going to, you know, that's going to be a big thing. But because there's so much negativity going on in this election,
it's
you can't
even
go past, right, it's not even mentioned because you can't even get past the stupidity that's going on first.
Well, look at it like this. You know those backdoor conversations way, way in the back. Oh, we got a Negro in office. Next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, it's going to be one of the Spaniards. Then they'll be putting more
Spaniard
in the White House.
Oh, you know what?
So, you
that's
know what
that's the
Mexicanos.
Oh, there you go.
And the borders are going to come down.
Exactly.
The Mexicanos.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
They are using all kinds
them
of things. And you know what? Let me tell you. Have you ever seen a
that's
Trump rally?
That's why the White House to them is like a joke now because it's a – cause I guess there are people, and I have to say majority, what it seems like Caucasians, they just like, well, they're just giving the president, they gave it to a black man, so they're just going to give it to anybody. So
mm-hmm.
they're not taking it serious
and
anymore.
It made them
you know
mad.
What? Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, let me get this one. Let me say this last one. It's not exclusively white anymore.
Nope.
It's not exclusive anymore. The
because if you haven't heard, the campaign to get black people to vote is, hey, we're doing bad already. Might as well vote for me. I don't know.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
That is
wow.
what you're throwing at us?
We doing
wow.
bad already.
How insulting to us as a people.
Lord have mercy.
No, and you know what's sad? What's sad
wow.
about it? People fought for that right to vote, and that is a damn shame.
Oh
man.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
People
but
fought
that was
for
at
people
time,
fought and died
that
for that
time
right.
With voting, but that was at a time where voting actually meant something. The
mm-hmm.
thing is, what does it mean
yep.
now? Because the whole thing is, it can be manipulated. So what does it mean?
And that's why you have, as I said before, that's why you have a lot of these young people that are, just, you know, a lot of them just turned 18, and a lot of these young people, they don't want to vote.
Mm-hmm.
They, a lot, believe me, I have my 18-year-old son, he says, Mom, I really don't want to vote. But I'm like, yo, you
got
to have your voice
you
heard.
Got, you
your
have
voice
got
to gotta, you gotta get your voice heard. I said, I understand it's frustrating because you're hearing all this nonsense, you know, all this nonsense going on, but you have
you
to get your
get
voice heard.
You better get out there and vote.
Right,
you
got
to
get your voice heard. You have to.
Yeah.
I said, unfortunately,
well,
we don't have a choice. Like, because he feels that we don't have the choice. Because like I said, it's negativity being spoken on both sides. But I told him,
yeah.
listen, you vote for who you think that you want to vote for. I said, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. You vote for who you think you want to vote for. I would hope
exactly.
that you would make the right choice, but it's up to you. I can't tell you. That's my thing is, that is the whole reason why I want you to vote, because that is your right.
It is.
To vote
but see,
for
you know what
you
my problem
yeah.
is. But you know my problem is the thing. One of my biggest problems is the fact that why do we only focus on this as a major election? See, the thing is, we don't vote on the things that are important and that affect us, like these little bills that they pass. You know, these certain
mm-hmm.
little congressmen and people that get. We don't pay attention to the ones that are slipping in the door of making these bad rules. We don't vote.
Right.
We don't vote on that. We just look at the big picture. Oh, the presidential stuff. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But you got to pay attention to those other little small elections.
Yeah,
right.
Like
those
the local
elections
that hurt us. Because some of these
yeah,
things. This is the thing.
Anything.
They do matter. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Brother B, because the voting for senators, the vote for the Senate, voting for Congress, you got to get out there and vote, because you know what? One thing you don't want is a certain party holding the majority in the House and in the Senate, because if you do, it's going to be a mess. If you think it's a mess now, just wait. It'll be a total disaster.
Well, he's promised us a lot of things. You know, he's going to have a lot of power. As soon as he gets into office, he's going to start to swing the judges, the Supreme Court. He said he's taking out all the Democrats and putting in Republicans, or the ones
that
agree
with
him.
That's the scary part about it, because
I think the most important thing is that he, according to him, has agreed that, the Mexican government is going to pay for the wall?
Yeah.
I don't know if we had the same conversation. The man came out and said,
Lord,
I told him no.
That damn wall.
I said, that
wall.
It's like they didn't even have the same, they weren't even in the same room. He said, the Mexican president came out and said, no,
couldn't.
I told him I wasn't.
It would be very, very surprising if he won. Like, he can't win just off, you know, just off of, because I'm telling you, if he win, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of people sitting out there saying no, 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 and they're going to go in there and vote yes.
But the whole thing is, then we're going to have a problem. How many problems are we going to have with everybody else? Because, see, America is so busy trying to be the superpower and trying to be the police, you know what I'm saying, of the planet. What do you think is going to happen when somebody like him becomes the commander-in-chief of the so-called the big dog police, America?
Oh, we're going to war.
Everybody,
our kids are going on the front line.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's
going to
be a
our kids
war.
Are going on the front line. We're going to war.
Well, instead of him building that damn wall, he better build a damn dome to go over the United States. Because, like I said, Putin and Kim Jong, they ready. They sitting back, got their finger right on that damn button,
hey,
and they ready.
That's right.
Putin is his friend. We don't have to worry about him.
What that mean? Putin is his friend for now.
That don't mean nothing to you. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That's all. Grand scheme of things.
And knowing him in his mouth, he gonna say something about that man's mole on his head or something. He gonna push in that damn button.
He's gonna say something slick. Yeah, but
he gonna say something
my
stupid.
My problem is, and I'm like, yo, no matter how you spin it or how you slice it, this what's even sadder is that if he was to win, at this point. It's the cat's already out the bag. Whoever wins, you're going to start to see just a slight rise in discord between when it comes down to color, you know, just gender and other things in general. It's like certain things is going to be highlighted even more. Like if Trump wins, then you know these cops busting
are
going to
have
their asses. It's just everything is.
It's
going to
be
it's going to be open season basically. It's going to be open season.
Yeah, that means
it's
going to
be open season on any and everything.
And watch our backs.
Yeah,
just like
gay,
the movie.
You're straight. It doesn't matter. It's going to be open season on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And it's not going to make the people who came to this country just to look for a better life. It's not going to make them comfortable.
No. Nope.
Because now. They're going to look at it like, well, what the hell did I leave my country for? If I came over here, and it's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, the argument is they're bringing the problems over here. They're escaping from their country because of violence, and then the argument is they're coming here. Remember, he has some hombres. He knows some good hombres,
yeah,
too.
But,
I know some new good hombres.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
If they're trying to leave the problem to come live in peace, that's all good. But I don't think they're coming over here. I don't think anybody's coming over. The only one that's coming here starting crap is him. You know what I'm saying? He's the only one that's really just talking some outlandish stuff.
Let me tell you.
Makes him think it's cool.
But let me tell you, if you've ever seen any of his rallies is like going to a white citizens council meeting. His rallies are like going to a Klan meeting. And you know what's bad about it is that whenever somebody, you know what's worse? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm right. When I see black people sitting in there and listen to that hateful rhetoric, I have to wonder about sometimes. I'm like, man, listen, the same thing that Malcolm X talked about, the House Negro, I see it happening right now in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody cut them a check. Somebody cut them a check.
Of course. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, that's the worst kind of black person. That's why when I look at the Trump rallies, I'm like, are you serious? Because you know what? You see them there applauding, but yet you're hearing speeches going against you.
Right.
And you're just sitting there.
They don't feel that it applies to them. That's
exactly.
Why.
They
exactly.
don't feel part of it.
That is.
They don't feel
thing.
Part of it.
You know,
you
a lot of
times. Look at now. Get this. Now, the rapper Lil Wayne. Now, you know, Lil Wayne has a big influence on these young people. Guess what?
Yeah.
He's the same one that says that racism doesn't affect him. It has nothing to do with him. Now, guess what? This is a young guy. This guy, probably in his 30s or something like that.
Yeah.
And you got kids that are looking up to you, young people looking up to you. And guess what? This is why they don't get out and vote. This is why they don't care to vote. This is because they feel, oh, if it don't affect Lil Wayne, it don't affect us either.
Dead shame.
You understand?
That's a dead shame. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. Lil Wayne, I got news for you. You're black. Racism applies to you, too. It don't matter how much money you have.
It don't matter
how many degrees you have. Because you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this bluntly. Now, Brother B, you've heard me speak on the absolute truth, and you know I don't really use that kind of harsh language. But let me tell you something. Right here in the United States of America, it doesn't matter whether you are president. It doesn't matter whether you're a CEO. It doesn't matter how many degrees you may have. It doesn't matter what type of person you are, whether you are not from America or whether you were born and raised here. It doesn't matter whether you live in a rich neighborhood or a poor neighborhood. At the end of the day, you know what? They'll always look at you and see you to be. You're going to be just another nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I was going to say? The problem is people of color are subdivided based on where they come from. So if you have people that are coming from outside of the country, they don't see themselves as black. They may see themselves as West Indian. They may see themselves as French. They don't see themselves. They don't understand that when they get here, at the end of the day, like you said, we're all the same.
Right, yeah, absolutely, because at the end of the day, my thing is this. Like, does anybody take a history lesson? Do they realize when they took the slaves from Africa, they dropped them off everywhere? And I don't understand what people don't get about that. They were dropped everywhere in this world.
But
everywhere.
Also, you have to also understand their experience is not the same. If you were a slave that came here and went through that, your family was brought over, it's not the same as if you were dropped in the Dominican Republic. You face like a different type of slavery. And because they can't relate to that, when they see you, their vision is like, oh, look at those black people over there. They do this, they do that. They can't relate because that's not their history.
Something else, too. You have to remember, in the West
Indies. Hold on, brother. The Haitians and the Dominicans. Same damn island.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But same island.
I understand.
Yo, really? So you guys have a problem with the Haitians. Well, you think you better? But then, you know,
the
Puerto Ricans have a problem with the Dominicans for some reason. I'm like, yo, listen, everybody needs to stop that bull. Just stop it.
Exactly.
It don't make sense.
Exactly.
My thing is this. My parents, because for me speaking, my parents are from Haiti. I'm Haitian American, very proud of that. And you know, they taught me from jump that I was always black. They taught me the history of Haiti, of what happened in Haiti. And the thing is, you have to remember something about the West Indies. Many of them come from an all-black nation. And a lot of people say, oh, West Indians think they're better. West Indians like to snap at people. You know, they don't bow their heads. And there's a reason why, because remember, in the West Indies, it's not a white one. They're not white.
It's economics. It's social class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. here we deal with racism because it's obvious, but it is also economic underlying.
Oh, yeah.
Your money
I've
can buy you places that your color can't get you in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because, like exactly. I said, it doesn't matter how rich you are or anything, because at the end of the day, you're still black. But you have some black people out there, unfortunately, who sit there and with their nose held up high, they look down on one another, and that's a shame.
Yep, sure is. But they don't.
And you
don't get it.
But yeah, and you have those who are low class. Yeah,
they're gonna get it. They're gonna get it very soon. A lot of people. Listen,
I hope so.
It's gonna be. If you're not paying attention, if you're not mentally aware, if you're not spiritually in tune, and just simple and plain, if you were one of those people that weren't on the line when God was giving out brains and you were at the snack machine,
mm-hmm.
you're going to miss out. Because I'm telling you, with this election itself, the whole process of it, from them running to whoever wins, has been an eye-opener. And there's going to be more to come.
I just want to say something. I know a lot of times we call in and we discuss problems, but we don't necessarily discuss solutions. And I always say to my son, if there's something you don't like, you have the opportunity to get in there and change it. So if we don't like the way the police are treating us, we should be encouraging our young men to go and take the police, go to the police academy.
Absolutely.
And then they can make those decisions.
Exactly.
And if we don't like the way that the government is run, we should be encouraging our people to get into law school so that they
mm-hmm.
can make those changes and represent. Instead, we sit here and we say, oh, they're not treating us right. They're not doing this. Well, we have every opportunity. Maybe not as it may be hard, but we should be encouraging each other to get into those positions.
Ms. JoJo, I have a 22-year-old son, and I told him the same thing. I said, if you do not like what's going on, you need
change
to put yourself out there. Change it. You be the change. I said, you be the police. I mean, I'm not saying that I want my child to be a police officer, but that's his choice. But I'm just saying, if you want
to
make a change, you be the police officer.
You
be the judge. You be the lawyer. That's how you make the change.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere. You have to.
But you know what this ain't. But you know what happens? I'm gonna tell you what happens.
But means you
go,
oh boy.
I gotta say it. It's always.
Hey.
See, you know what the problem is? This generation after us, they're not as resilient and as strong as we were. So
mm-hmm.
the slightest bit of discouragement, and they're like, oh, forget it. Oh, I don't want to do it anymore.
They don't have
the
patience at that, too.
In all fairness, our generation was not that strong either. Otherwise, we would already have these things in motion. We have to start somewhere.
Though.
And that cannot be an excuse not to move
strong.
Forward.
True.
I'm saying,
we weren't that strong, but look at
we weren't that strong either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that can't be an excuse not to push
some of us. And some of us have made that change because I know a lot of guys that were in the drug when I was growing up. I know a lot of guys that were in the drug game. Guess what? They're police officers now. They're sergeants.
Yep.
Okay, so
like I said,
if you want to make the change, you have to do it somehow.
It's up to you. It's up to you to do it.
But one thing that we have that's an advantage over this generation. We used our brains.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, like our music was conscious. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A lot of us were more mm-hmm. into our academics and about educating ourselves, whether it was
mm-hmm.
on religion, whether it was on education. We read. Like, there's certain things that we didn't have that forced us to be who, you know what I'm saying, to do what we need to do. Like, you can do
mm-hmm.
anything now. But before, you had an encyclopedia set. And
you had to go to the library.
Memorize
this. Yeah,
exactly.
True.
They don't have that luxury now. So we were forced to have some type of smarts, and it's all good. But now, everything has been dumbed down. So what chance do they have with all the dumbness that's going on?
And the thing is, they have Google. They have, like I said, they have Google, Wikipedia. They have all this stuff, and guess what? They still don't want to use it.
Exactly.
They still don't want to use it.
And where's our creativity? Because you know what? We are a race of people who have created many things.
They got rid of that.
And we got rid of that. And you know what? Now we're doing now? We're too busy watching reality television and becoming slaves to social media.
Yep. Absolutely.
Exactly. Oh, I don't want to get on social media now, people. We can be on that page.
Maybe we'll make that another show because we definitely need to be on that.
It's a dumbing down effect. That's the whole
thing.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm in my 40s and my son is 17. Mm-hmm. We have to go and encourage him. We have to push him. Is he lazy and he doesn't like to do his books and stuff? Yes. But at the end of the day, with my son and his back,
he's
going to get done.
He's a teenager.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's going to get done.
That's just what
and, you know,
it is.
But you know,
and
the
exhausted and give up. We just have to keep pushing them.
Right.
We have to let them know. Like a lot of times when you talk about law enforcement, we see the negative. We envision them coming up and beating the white meat out of our heads and stuff.
Right.
And we don't want to be a part of that. But we can also emphasize the benefits and the things like that that their families get as a result of it. It's a high paying. Here on, I live in Suffolk County. We have the highest paid police officers. We have the highest paid police officers out here. So you're telling me that you have kids growing up in this neighborhood where their starting figures can be six figures, and they're not even trying. Policing their own neighborhood.
You know what's funny?
Go ahead.
You don't hear as much drama from them as you would the NYPD or any other. You know what I'm saying? Any other. So it makes you wonder, is it the money that makes the difference, or is it that they're just so stringent on their hiring practices? And
I think the hiring process
they just don't want. And
I think the hiring process is hard, but I don't even think that a lot of us are trying for it. We're not going for it and failing. We're not even trying. We're saying,
of course, and
it's because we don't know the benefits that are behind it. Now they do, because if you ever,
most of the
police officers have generations and generations, and it's the information is passed on. We don't know, so we sit on the outside and say, I don't know. Putting on a uniform and getting shot at every day is not something I want to do. But they face that walking out of their house.
Exactly. Hey, you gotta put everything into it, because this is the thing. As parents, you gotta encourage your children to do better. As parents, you, like you said, and I like what you said, JoJo, and I appreciate that by you saying that about finding solutions. Because everybody knows what DWB stands for. It's called Driving While Black. WWB stands for Walking While Black. So you know what? Hey, the best way to solve the problem is to be the solution, and encourage the children also not just to be police officers, not just to be politicians, but also encourage them to be teachers.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I may be devil's advocate for a minute, sometimes you gotta switch your shoes. Sometimes you gotta switch your position, and you gotta put yourself in the position of some of our youth out here. And when they turn on the TV and they hear about a cop shooting an unarmed black man, a cop shooting this, or this person doing that, or this and that, all of that right there, whether they want to admit it or not, they're a fear. If you keep seeing you'll become a statistic for no damn reason. You can just be walking down the block and look at Trayvon Martin. The boy was going to the store to get some Skittles and a drink, and he gets killed. That can be anybody.
Let me say this:
it's a deterrent.
Let me say this. Man, I know someone that works personally in the news media, and I asked her. I said, you know, every time I actually called her because I wanted her to do a story that was going to be positive for my community, because we don't have many. So she said to me, she said, well, I can send somebody out there. And then I just said to her, well, you know, every time I look at TV, I see these images, and it's always negative of our people. There's certain communities that are targeted. We know that. And everything coming out of there has to be negative. She said, well, we have to do that, because if they run a story and it looks like anybody's kid could be hurt for any reason, it causes a panic. So with Trayvon Martin, he's walking down, he gets his Skittles, and he gets killed. But we found out that he was not in school, because 3 days earlier he was caught smoking pot and he was expelled. That wasn't necessary. That didn't have nothing to do with what happened to him. But it was a way to say, well, guess what? He's not that great kid. So, you know, your child is safe because he's not a bad kid. This kid was a bad kid. He was already out of school because of a problem he had, and this is what resulted in it. So she was just telling me how the news media does things.
All right.
They don't want to cause a massive panic, so they will always look for something that makes that person look like they have some culpability in what happened to them, with their results.
Now, just like when the boys fell into the gorilla pit and they talking about the Muslim father. The father wasn't even in. They bringing up all his criminal history.
Yeah.
What the hell that got to do with the boy falling in the damn pit?
Nothing.
Exactly.
They want to show you they're bad parents, and so you can bring your child to the zoo. They don't know how to act, you know? So it's going to be something. So it's just, like I said, I don't want to get into the news media and how they portray us, because it's been going on for years. But the first thing is, our kids have to realize that what they see on TV is not really reality. It's what other people want to sell them to believe about themselves. And the more they look at it, the more they believe it. They're scared of each other.
Right.
They're scared of each other.
Yep.
Well, with that being said, our time is up. JoJo, Big Red, K-Dog, I thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
And
hey, we did it.
Yeah, we got to come back big next week with something real good. So, matter of fact, me, JoJo, I'll text you and we'll talk about that.
All right. Everybody have a good night.
All right. All of y'all. Have
a good night, guys.
Later, y'all.
All right. Take care.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right.